Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed. Pastor Mutakwa, good afternoon to you.
How are you?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. Have you been good today?
Well, I am well.
Lovely. Now, we're going to be talking again about the topic, finding God's purpose in your career. I mean, Paul highlights that God expects every Christian who can work to do so. This is found in 1 Thessalonians 4, 11 and 12. He exhorts the Thessalonians to work with their hands and to have need of no one. So what does that actually look like? And does it include work in the secular field as well? And I think that at the end of this conversation, we would have discovered exactly what that meant. Now, Pastor, please share some scriptural references that speak to God's desire for our careers, if there's any.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, we can just begin by a word of prayer.
All right.
Gracious Father in heaven, we thank you this particular hour. We seek your presence and your guidance as we look at this particular topic. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray and ask. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I want to begin by giving some just more definition. When we talk about career from the Oxford Dictionary, we are talking of an occupation that is undertaken for a significant period of a person's life and with opportunities for progress. So in short, we are talking about where someone gets a livelihood, where someone survives from. Now, when we talk about the purpose of God, in essence, it encompasses his internal plan and will. That is both a general purpose for humanity, like living on earth for yourself and others, and also a specific purpose for each individual, guiding them towards a fulfillment of their life and giving glory to God. When you talk about scriptures, the first scripture that we can begin with is from Genesis chapter 20, verse 9 and 10. The Bible says, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath of the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son, nor your daughter. And the Bible goes on, meaning that we, from the time when God created mankind, he was created to labor, to work. There was no time to laze around. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10 says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. For in the grave where you are going, there is neither work nor planning, neither knowledge nor wisdom. This verse actually encourages us to embrace our work and do it with diligence and passion, because it's God-given. In Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So here, work, career is part of all those who love God, because God has called them for a particular purpose. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, the Bible says, and my God will meet every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Meaning, the issue of a career is here. Every need that we need, we have to do something to show something for God to meet that. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, the Bible says, so whether you are eating or drinking or whatever you are doing, do it all to the glory of God.
Yeah,
meaning we are called upon to work. We are called upon to labor. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23-24 says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters.
Yeah.
What does this mean? This means in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, God knows the plans that he has for us. The plans of welfare, not the plans of evil, but the plans for a better future, a better hope for all of us.
Yeah.
So in short, moderator, biblically, like Paul says, we are all called upon to do what?
To work.
To work. No one is called upon to just sit and does nothing. In fact, let me just give you maybe another verse in Acts, chapter 18, verse 3. This one actually specifically mentions the Paul's trade as a tent maker. Even when he met Aquila and Priscilla, those were his friends who were fellow tent makers. Those they were occupied, so they had an occupation in which they were doing. Even Jesus, in Matthew chapter 13, verse 55, is questioned to say, "Is this one not the son of a carpenter?" His father, Joseph, was a carpenter. And Jesus was doing the similar work that the father was doing, carpentry work. In short, moderator, everyone of us is asked upon to do what? To work.
Very important. Very, very important. Thank you so much for that, Pastor. Now, what do all the scriptures that you have given us tell us about God's interest in the detail of the human life?
Okay, I will get back to Jeremiah chapter.
Yes, Jeremiah chapter. Oh, goodness. Yes, Pastor, can you hear me? Hello? All right, it looks like we're losing the Pastor. Hi, Pastor, can you hear me?
Hello?
We are losing you there.
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
All right, now we're on.
I'm hearing you.
Yeah, we hear you now. You're saying we're going to Jeremiah chapter?
29. Hello?
Yes, Jeremiah chapter 29.
Verse 11, yes. Yeah, for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. What does this verse mean? It reminds us that God has a plan for our lives, including our careers, that we can trust in his wisdom and guidance. Even Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, God says, I have given you the book of the law. You shall not depart from it. You shall meditate upon it day and night. Even as you work, whatever you do, meditate upon it, because this is what is going to make you prosper.
Yeah.
As we do these careers, God has a purpose for us to succeed. First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31 says, therefore, whatever you are doing, that you are eating or drinking, do it to the glory of God. So, yeah. What does this mean? Mankind, even as they work, as we work, as we prosper in our careers, it must be to the glory of God. The purpose is that glorification for God must happen. Yes, I don't want to preempt some other discussion which is still coming.
Yeah, now tell me, Pastor, thank you so much for that. Can God's purpose be fulfilled also in the career choices that some may say are wrong?
Yes. For example, the way I understood this, maybe I can be corrected. When one says the wrong career, someone has a passion to become a teacher. And because all of a sudden they are not able to meet what is required for them to become a teacher, what do? They decide to go and become a bus conductor, a bus driver, and so forth. They do something else. Maybe they are just working in a shop. They have just become a marketeer. They are just marketing. Mm-hmm. But that's not what they intended. They intended to be a teacher.
Yeah.
Now, that career is the wrong career. But as long as God has allowed them to do that particular career, which they may perceive to be a wrong career, God should be revered in there.
Yeah,
the will of the Lord should be fulfilled. There could be a purpose why God has allowed you to go that way.
True.
Yeah. So when we say there are careers which say they are not wrong but bad careers. For example, if someone is a thief, that's not even a career, because that's against the law.
Yes.
Yes, not even a career.
Mm, 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 mm.
Yeah.
But in terms of the actual careers, there could be a purpose in that you ended up in that career, and God yes. could actually use you in that career to actually, reach for His own purposes, eh?
Yes, I can actually add on by giving a verse. Mm. Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, it says, whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through Him to God the Father. So even if the career may appear to be wrong, do it in which name? In the name of the Lord, giving thanks to the Lord. To the Lord, for there is a reason why he may have allowed you to go into that particular career.
Beautiful. Now, I do know that many people would want to get into very powerful positions. I mean, I'm talking about CEOs, CFOs, industry leaders, very influential positions, so that they can actually be people of influence there. But I want to know if God's purpose can still be fulfilled in jobs that society may deem as less powerful, as less important.
Yeah, moderator, society is like a church.
Mm.
Yeah, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where there is an illustration of a body describing a church, that it has many parts, the hands, the legs, the mouth, the hair, and all these. Some of them, like legs will take the whole body to move to what they may appear to be very important. But again, the mouth, which appears like it has nothing much that it can do, it appears also to be important. The fingers that appear like they are also important, because they will have to pick food to feed the whole body. So in a society, not all can have the same jobs. No. We are of different thinkings. So we can have different careers. Others can be ushers. Others can be those who sweep the office. Others can be secretaries. Others can be pastors. Others can be CEO, chief executive officers. But who do they become chief executive officers over? It's over other individuals. And the chief executive officer cannot survive without the lower organs, because for him to supervise, he must supervise the lower organ. So all these are all important. There is nothing like me, my job is not a white collar job. No, me, I dig a furrow. Yeah, me, I'm a conductor. Yeah, me, I sell in a shop. All of them are composed society. Because if someone is not found selling in the shop, who should sell in the shop? If everyone is chief executive officer,
true.
Who will do the other work at a lower level? So in this one, moderator, all of them, whatever they do, whether they are deemed to be less in society, God's purpose is fulfilled in that particular kind of job.
So effectively what you're saying is that even if you are a cleaner, make sure that the way you are cleaning, those who are looking and saying, wow, what kind of a cleaner is this? And that they may see that there is a God in this cleaner.
Exactly.
Mm.
Yeah.
Powerful
exactly.
Stuff. Powerful.
Do
stuff.
All to the glory of God. God, yours is to please God. Yes, he's the one who sees. There is a reason why he puts you there. Yeah. So now, if the purpose of God must be fulfilled in you, as you do that, do it wholeheartedly. I am a pastor. I am not a conference president.
Yeah.
I am not an executive secretary. I am not a divisional president. But I will do my pastoral duty as per what God requires to satisfy the purpose of God. Yes,
that's powerful. Now, you know, what we should do, you know, we are told that we should actually work for, you know, to advance the kingdom, you know, to advance the coming of Christ. Now, that is why you've got the church, people like yourself who are employed by the church, the pastors, the division leaders, presidents, executive secretaries, etc. People who are really, you know, working in the kingdom. And I think that quite important. important that all of us are involved. But now some are not even involved in terms of working for the kingdom, working for the church. Does God expect all of us as Christians to work for the church? Because some are not working for the church, and it may be that it's not what God wills.
Moderator, no, God may not expect all of us to work in the church or for the church. But what is it that he is expecting? He expects all Christians to serve him in whatever capacity they accord.
Mm.
For example, others support the church through tithes and offerings.
Mm.
Others support the church through their availability. They are not even pastors,
but they
are church elders who don't get a pay from the church.
Mm.
But then they support God's church. So the purpose of God is to serve God's purpose.
Yeah.
Philippians chapter 2, reading from verse 3.
Mm.
The Bible says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. What does this mean? Even if we may have the conference president, the executive secretary, the divisional director, the publishing director, bishops, and so forth, these bishops may be working for the church full time, but there are those that come to sit that will support the work. By distributing literature, by coming to listen and telling others about the word of God. Mm-hmm. But they are not specifically working for God.
Mm-hmm.
So now, all of us, whether you are working for the church or not working for the church, must serve the purpose of God. That's the bottom line.
Yes.
Wow,
very important. Now, we're going to be closing off this discussion. What is the one thing that you want to leave with the listeners this afternoon after all is said and done?
No. I simply want to say we must utilize our careers for the benefit of God, for the purpose of God. Whatever you do, wherever you are working, let the name of God be glorified.
Yeah.
Remember, the book of Deuteronomy says, actually, it is him who gives us the strength. In fact, I should have quoted that book in Deuteronomy. It is him who gives us the strength to do what? To get wealth. To any wealth is God himself. So therefore, whatever career that we are involved in, whatever that we do in, we must glorify God, because it is not only benefiting ourselves, it is benefiting God himself, because his child is able to do what? To live and survive, as God says. So it is him who gives us the power to get wealth. And therefore, we must utilize what he has given us, so that we do what we work in accordance with what he says.
Powerful stuff.
That's Deuteronomy chapter 8. Now I've remembered the Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18.
Verse 18.
The one that says, that says so.
Wow.
Yes.
Fantastic stuff. Well, Pastor Mutakwa, thank you so much, man, for joining us. It's been a fantastic one. Always a pleasure to talk to you. And I do hope that you're going to have a fantastic afternoon, Feather.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.